They understood our thought, for they lowered their eyes for the first time.
17,
they whispered. And we sighed as if a burden had been taken from us. For we had been thinking, without reason, of the palace of mating, and we thought that we would not let the Golden One be sent to the palace. How to prevent it? How to bar the will of the councils? We knew not. But we knew suddenly that we would. Only we do not know why such thought came to us. For these ugly matters bear no relation to us and the Golden One. What relation can they bear? Still, without reason, as we stood there by the hedge, we felt our lips drawn tight with hatred, a sudden hatred for all our brother men. And the Golden One saw it and smiled slowly. And there was in their smile the first sadness we had seen in them. We think that in the wisdom of women, the Golden One had understood more than we can understand. Then three of the sisters in the field appeared, coming toward the road, so the Golden One walked away from us. They took the bag of seeds, and they threw the seeds into the furrows of earth as they walked away. But the seeds flew wildly, for the hand of the Golden One was trembling. Yet as we walked back to the home of the street sweepers, we felt that we wanted to sing without reason. So we were reprimanded tonight in the dining hall, for without knowing it, we had begun to sing aloud some tune we had never heard. But it is not proper to sing without reason, save at the social meetings. We are singing because we are happy. We answered the one of the home council who reprimanded us. Indeed, you are happy, they answered. How else can men be when they live for their brothers? And now, sitting here in our tunnel, we wonder about these words. It is forbidden not to be happy, for as it has been explained to us, men are free and the earth belongs to them, and all things on earth belong to all men. And the will of all men together is good for all. And so, all men must be happy. Yet as we stand at night in the great hall removing our garments for sleep, we look upon our brothers and we wonder. The heads of our brothers are bowed. The eyes of our brothers are dull. And never do they look one another in the eyes. The shoulders of our brothers are hunched, and their muscles are drawn as if their bodies were shrinking and wished to shrink out of sight. And a word steals into our mind as we look upon our brothers, and that word is fear. There is fear hanging in the air of the sleeping halls and in the air of the streets. Fear walks through the city, fear without name, without shape. All men feel it, and none dare to speak. We feel it also when we were in the home of the street sweepers, but here in our tunnel we feel it no longer. The air is pure under the ground. There is no odor of men, and these 3 hours give us strength for our hours above the ground. Our body is betraying us, for the council of the home looks with suspicion upon us. It is not good to feel too much joy, nor to be glad that our body lives, for we matter not, and it must not matter to us whether we live or die, which is to be as our brothers will it. But we, Equality 725-1, are glad to be living. If this is a vice, then we wish no virtue. Yet our brothers are not like us. All is not well with our brothers. There are Fraternity 25503, a quiet boy with wise, keen eyes, who cries suddenly without reason in the midst of day or night, and their body shakes with sobs so they cannot explain. There are Solidarity 96347, who are a bright youth, without fear in the day. But they scream in their sleep, and they scream, "Help us! Help us! Help us!" into the night in a voice which chills our bones. But the doctors cannot cure Solidarity 96347. And as we all undress at night in the dim light of the candles, our brothers are silent, for they dare not speak the thoughts of their minds. For all must agree with all, and they cannot know if their thoughts are the thoughts of all, so they fear to speak, and they are glad when the candles are blown for the night. But we, Equality 72521.